and body, that the man may eat of it and not die. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, if man does not believe in the latter, but the first, according to God, those who are filled will be filled by the hungry. And to those who are hungry, our Lord says, I am the living bread which comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. When considering food, the people of the third world are always a certain bread. Food, if people are going to be concerned about the refugees from Vietnam, we are going to Italy, and we might be real people who starve to death in India. On the other hand, it appears that there are people who out there are starving to death and are injured, and there is no roof over their head. And there are people in here who suffer from high blood pressure, cancer of the lung, and problems like that. Aspect of the problem of food, and that concerns the food for life hereafter. Today there are over 3 billion people in this world who do not have the food left to the world. It is saying that the problem is not in the food, nor the quality thereof, but the lack of know-how how to properly serve them to the people. Speaking of this food, there are over 1 million people suffering from a kind of spiritual malnutrition. Again, most of these people confess the problem is not to the people who are fed, but to the people who feed the food for them. In a seemingly laughable fashion, they try to mix many different things, and the food finally loses its proper value. When the hungry ones are climbing all over the world to eat the bread of eternal life, their cravings are satisfied by people by promising them the utopia. Things will get better someday. What is not funny is to listen to the promise of liberation when people are indeed slaves of sin, death, and the world. Let us also not be carried away by the liberal proclamation of the Church of Gospel either. There is danger involved here, but they care little about the quality of food because they know that there will be always someone to eat as long as there are people to serve. Well, what we eat and what we try to feed others is something we seriously consider. For the pure oil capsules manufactured from the European silver are sometimes disastrous. Or also this is some in liquid form, too. There is a special way of mixing the pure oil with the food from Hinduism, Buddhism, Communism, and Dharma. But we all know that a strong drink is not good for an empty stomach. For a moment, let not the day you know that someday the people all over the world will have everything they need, or at least the basic necessities of life. Even the market has to know about that. The Christian missionaries who came to India from 85 years ago tried their level best to feed the hungry. They made schools and orphanages before even they made churches. One out of every 5 hospitals in India were first built by Christian missionaries. They had carried programs to feed the hungry and find homes for those who did not have it. However, Christian missionaries to call these people, I mean, my forefathers, white systems and big side of systems. But then, did they live enough to use? I answered by God too. So, it is the kingdom of God which is at stake here. The working of what involves our kingdom is not food and drink, which will be added unto us. He promised all the things will be added unto us. Indeed. It is to that end that he chooses to come down from heaven, that we may eat of him and not die. Our God is not a God who picks up souls and wants to be known as the Holy Other or the being in his church. Our Lord has not explained his great sense, as we heard from the speech yesterday. Instead of sitting up there and looking down upon us, he chooses to come down to us and be with us. And that's precisely why this is all in the name of Jesus.